I greet you all, brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. I believe and trust that we are all doing well by the grace of our Lord that is sufficient upon our life. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you, brothers and sisters, for the encouragement that you have given and the love that you've shown. Thank you for your prayers and continue remembering me in prayers. May the good Lord bless us all. I want us to read in the Bible, in the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 25, and the Bible reads, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." May the good Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his word. Yesterday we were looking at total dependence on the Holy Spirit, and we saw that the bride has to rely on the voice of the Holy Spirit, and the bride has to be led by the Spirit of God so that they can go and meet the groom. Now, today I want us to look at something in the life of Simeon. We see that the Bible says Simeon was just and devout, and this man was waiting for the consolation of Israel. You know, and the Bible says the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it was revealed unto him that he was not going to die until we see the Lord Christ born. You know, and Simeon saw the fulfillment of God's words. He saw that what God spoke came to pass and it was fulfilled. And Simeon said, "Okay, Lord, now let your servant depart according to the word that you gave." Now, brothers and sisters, you know, God is always watching over his word, and God will perform his word that is given unto you and I. But we need to be just, and we need to devote ourselves to things of God, just like we see in the life of Simeon. That Simeon, the Bible says he was just and devout, and we know that the just shall live by faith. And faith has to be a revelation of the word of God given unto you. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So, Simeon heard the word of God, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he wasn't going to die. And Simeon stood by that word. He believed that word until he saw the fulfillment of that word. Now, there's something that happened here at workplace where I work from. There's this young lady that is getting married. She was given a promise by her fiancé to say he was going to come to pick her for lunch. And it was lunch time. And when we went for lunch, this young man was nowhere to be seen to pick this young girl. So me and my colleagues, we said to this young lady, "Okay, we can't see your fiancé coming to pick you up. So just come and eat with us, because we usually eat together as a team." So she says, "No, I'm not going to eat." She refused to eat. And 2 hours passed. You know, the young man was nowhere to be seen. We felt pity for this young lady. We tried to force her, "Okay, come and get this money. You buy the juice for yourself. Maybe try to drink juice." But this young lady refused. She says, "No, I'm not going to eat anything." And surely the young man called her and says, "I have arrived at your workplace. I'm outside. You can come and meet me. We'll go for lunch." So that's how they went. Now, we know, to us, we were trying to force her because we don't know the fiancé. We've never met him. We've never seen him. We've never talked to him. So there's nothing that we know about him. So for this reason, we are trying to force this girl to say, "Look, time has passed and he hasn't yet come." But her knew her fiancé because she has spent time with him. They know how they relate, and she knows to say when he gives her a word, he fulfills the word. This is what we see also in the life of Simeon. Simeon knew the God he was serving. He knew that the God he believed was going to fulfill the word that he had given unto him. So Simeon knew to say the revelation that he had from the Spirit of the Holy One of Israel, it was going to come to pass. He knew that he had received that revelation, that he was not going to die. So he stayed faithful, and he did not compromise on his faith. So brothers and sisters, you and I,
are not supposed to compromise. As we are on the journey to go and meet Christ Jesus as he comes in to rapture the bride, we have to be faithful. We need to be just. We need to devote ourselves and be faithful to the word that we have received in our time, because it has to be by revelation. We have to walk in revelation, and we have to stay faithful to the revelation that God has given unto you and I. So Simeon this year portrays a believer who stands by the revelation that they have received, no matter the storms of life, because he knew the God he was serving. Just like the young lady knew to say the fiancé was going to fulfill his word. Brothers and sisters, the word that we have received, we all know that God is not going to fail to fulfill it. God is going to perform his word, and we know that it's just very soon his word will be fulfilled. But we are not supposed to compromise. We have to be faithful. We have to be true to our God. And we need to stand by the word that we have received. Forces of darkness, they will rise in order to pull you away from the faith. Look at us. We were trying by all means to make this young girl eat something. But this young girl stayed faithful to the word that she had received from the fiancé. She says, I am going to wait for him because I know I'm going to eat with him what he has promised me. So you and I, brothers and sisters, let's keep standing by the word that you have received. Let the word comfort you. Let the word strengthen you, so that you cannot compromise, because the devil is also trying to pull people away from the faith. But we have to stay faithful, and we have to stay true to the word of God. And we have to be led by the Spirit of God, just like Simeon was led by the Spirit of God into the temple, because he stayed faithful to the revelation that he had received. So brothers and sisters, if we stay true and faithful to the revelation that we have received, and we are just and devoted to the things of God, we are going to be led by the Spirit of God to go and meet Christ Jesus, because we are faithful and we are standing by the word that we have received. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. Excuse me. They were taught to worship the image. They refused because they knew the God they were serving. They knew that God was going to perform his word if only they stayed true to his word. If they only stayed faithful to his word. So they did not compromise on their faith. They stayed with the word of God. They stayed with the revelation they had about their God. And even at a time when they were about to be thrown in the fiery furnace of fire, they said to the king, King, we know that God is able to deliver us out of this fiery furnace. But even if he does not deliver us, we are not going to compromise on our faith. We'll stay true to our God. So brothers and sisters, no matter the pressure, no matter the storms of life that can rise against you, stay true to the word of God. Stay faithful to the word of God, because God is going to perform his way. God is going to fulfill his way. Hallelujah. So we see something that Simeon was a man who strayed true to the revelation that he had received, and he was faithful to God. He devoted himself to the things of God. He was just, and the just shall live by faith. So brothers and sisters, let's devote ourselves to things of God. Let's be faithful to the revelation of God that he has given unto us. Let us stand by this word. Let us stand by this word, because God will perform it. God will fulfill it. Amen. Look at Elijah in the Bible. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, you know, when he challenged the prophets of Baal, the Bible says that, you know, when it was time for Elijah to offer the sacrifice, he had to repair the altar, and they had to dig the trench. They poured water there on the sacrifice. People mocked him. People laughed at him, because to human beings, you know, it wasn't going to happen. But Elijah stayed true to the revelation that he had received and from God. And when it was time for prayer, look at the prayer that Elijah offered. He said, Lord, I have done this at thy word. So he stood by the word and did according to the word that was given by God. So Elijah was walking in the revelation of God, and he did that according to the revelation that he was given by God, and God fulfilled his word. So when we are walking in the revealed word of God that has given unto you and I, brothers and sisters, we stand by that word. We do according to his will, and then God will perform and fulfill his word. That word will be fulfilled in our life. Amen. Because we have been guided by God. We are led by the revelation of God that is given unto you and I through the Holy Spirit. So one day, brothers and sisters, we'll walk out of this world. We'll go and meet our groom in the air. We are going to be raptured, because God is watching over his word, and God will perform his word. Brothers and sisters, have a blessed day.